Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This is what he has on his Twitter account. A lot of women who get tattoos of men that then he covers up with like a tiger or something. Does that make sense?
It's like
there's
the breakup.
A lot of that. There's a lot of women who put men's names
on their parts.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Their private areas.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so I'm looking at our sound sheet here, Grossman, and 437-9680 if you want to hang out with us. Andy Sweeney, Perrin Johnson, Jackie Boy, hanging out with you on this Friday. Mixtape coming up at 525. Appreciate Jonathan Littner joining us. We ran a little long there. We had to get into, what did we get into after? NFL talk. Rondell Moore got mentioned.
You're talking about the white guy that
Lamar
was defensive back for the Giants.
Jason Sehorn.
Yes.
Put some damn respect on that man's name. I am seeing here, and this is really tragic, and I feel like this is Cooper Hassan's fault. I'm seeing one Keldon Johnson clip. That's all we have in the folder.
There was one Keldon Johnson clip.
That's and then it.
There
we don't was, have anything else. I mean,
and there was
on
one
guy.
Strebel Keldon Johnson clip where it's not really even about Keldon Johnson. That's the only lock clip I could find.
I mean, I thought we probably had five or six things. That makes me sad.
It's kind of disappointing.
He took a run at that man all season long. And
he hated him.
And all we have is, in fact, play the one thing that we have. Let's just play. This was in a game. Keldon didn't play great, but he did roar in someone's face. And Locke didn't like this guy. And then I'll tell you a story after that.
To Zion, people are reacting to his flexing. Not me. I don't care. I don't care. Good for you. But he at least deserves to flex Keldon Johnson. Okay, whatever.
Oh, is Keldon Johnson flexing that bothered
fake.
You?
He's fake juice, dude. Come on. Get your shot blocked three more times in a row, and then... Grrr, yeah, you're just a tough guy.
I got a take for you.
Here's the thing with Keldon.
Go ahead.
After that season, Locke put something on Twitter about Keldon Johnson. Maybe he replied to a mock draft to Keldon Johnson, the first rounder.
Right.
Something like that, okay?
Right.
Something.
Didn't he die on the hill of Kyle Guy would have a better NBA career than Keldon Johnson?
It could have been anything. It was after the season is all I remember.
Right.
Okay? So after the season, Locke got into a back and forth with one of Keldon Johnson's buddies.
And
I think the guy's Twitter avatar was something like Big Perp Juice or Lean. It was something with like Lean or Perp. I can't. It was one of those where I just remembered it was Locke battling a guy.
I wonder if Locke knows what that is.
But it was. I mean, it was journalism.
Yes,
it was journalism. I was watching journalism being done. Locke going back and forth with. You know, I think Keldon was from what, New Jersey, wasn't he from that area?
I forget where.
I thought he was. I thought he was from Jersey.
Screen, find that out for us real quick. Where
look
from.
Up where Keldon Johnson's from.
But
there
you know
you
what's
go.
Funny, like for me, like when did Locke go to school? How old was he? Because he was young.
A couple years before the normal,
South Hill, Virginia.
Yeah, okay. So he's a Jersey guy.
That's why.
He was a Virginia kid.
He wanted him to stay home.
There it is. Okay. There it is. All I remember is he hit that three against Seton Hall that sent it into overtime. And then they lost. And then Miles Powell sued, what's his name? You see that?
Kevin Willard. I did. That's Kevin wild.
Willard. Kevin yeah. Willard's being sued. How about that?
Yeah, you know, I've never seen that before from a former player. So this is going to be interesting. Kevin's my guy.
He won't be invited back probably to
He might not be in the program next
year. Well, which is kind of sucks for Seton Hall, considering he's the only, you know, legit guy they've had for about two decades.
Since what, Carlos? Right? Well, not Carlos Simo.
Oh, yeah. Since Carlos Simo.
Yeah, Carlos Simo. Yeah. Had to really rack the brain on that one. But I think it's funny that Locke determines who should yell and who doesn't, because Locke's been around so many figures.
So many masculine men.
Yeah, like, you went to school at 15 in Charlottesville. Like, come on, Locke. Like,
by the way, Locke, did you see on Facebook, Locke took the entire family and everything out there. They were at the hibachi last night.
Yeah.
Now, the question I have, and Jack, I want to bring this to your, like, I want to put this in your lap for a second. Locke was there, and his daughter was there, and his daughter's boyfriend was there.
Yeah.
Does Locke pay for that?
Yes.
Yes.
100%, right?
100%.
100%. Yes. So that would be the case if the Grossmans went out to a hibachi and you or your brother Ethan had a lady friend with you, Father Grossman would pay for it.
Yes.
There you go.
Can you get a truly?
There you go. By the way, our guy Biggest Biscuit is right. Eric Weddle.
I know
Eric. Was a white DB.
Hey.
But he wasn't a corner like Seahorn. He was a safety. Did you really?
I grew up with Eric, so
the beard and everything?
I'm very partial to Eric. Hey, I love you, Biscuit. Lay off my guy.
No, he's saying
know,
he, was
playing,
another, he was another.
No, he was.
Yeah,
he
was another, you know,
no, Eric, I
mean, unicorn in the wild.
Me and Eric played at different high schools, but we grew up as friends together. And,
I had no idea.
And it was crazy because he goes to Utah, he plays quarterback, and then when he goes to the NFL, they move him to safety. And he had a great, prosperous career. He was with the Chargers forever.
Oh, yeah.
Eric's the man. Eric's the man.
He made a ton of money.
Yeah, Eric's the man. I love Eric to death. He's one of the best people ever.
This dude made a ton of money.
Alto Loma High School, baby. Go Braves. Well,
there you go. Have they changed their name since then?
No, they have not.
Okay,
no.
There you go.
Off of the 2-10, baby.
Are they going to?
They should. Hey, they should call them the Eric Weddles, the way he performed up there, man. He was the man up there,
Ask
man.
Ask him for a little donation.
I think Urban Meyer was the guy that brought him into Utah. I could be wrong. I think Urban Meyer might have still been at Utah.
There you go. A father figure. Urban Meyer. I wanted to ask you this. Well, here, quickly, Kofi Coburn. What interested you about that saga? He is still not committed anywhere, but he's not going to Kentucky. And here's the thing with it.
Yeah. Go ahead, shoot.
My only new thing from yesterday, because I felt like yesterday was like the last day where, you know, the Kofi Coburn story, he goes to Illinois. It's a non-issue other than he gets to dunk on Trace Jackson Davis a couple times next year and whatever, okay?
Which he's already done for 2 years.
He gets to smile at Mike Woodson and that beautiful goatee. He gets to do all those things.
Face of the Big Ten Network.
Yeah. If he goes to Florida State, then there's a Louisville angle there with Louisville and Florida State in the ACC. It then is a story of something that we will talk about. But he goes to Illinois. If that's the case, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. My thing, and this is, it's how I feel about this, is this is going to be one of those recruiting things, Perrin, that goes down in lore. Like, I don't know if we're ever going to find out what really happened here.
We will, but it won't matter.
Well, that's true. That's true. And that was my analysis earlier in the week. It doesn't matter who was talking to who or not talking to who. The perception was, what the bleep, Kentucky. And that's the way that it's going to be viewed by nationally, by many locally. And that might even be the truth. I don't care what the truth is. I just, with this, you have people who went all in with he's going to Kentucky, okay, that were wrong. And so now it's like sources have to make up. Well, I mean, Kentucky dropped the ball. Again, all of these things might be true.
Right.
But I can't believe them. I'm not going to believe the rhetoric that's been put out there. Right. I'm not going to believe a coach, okay? So no. I'm not going to believe Kofi Coburn if he ever does a press conference. He'll say a nothing burger. And that's fine. Understandable. I just think it's difficult to me with agendas and everything else to know what really, like, what truly happened from him not going to or him not going pro when he's coming back, the relationship there with Antigua, those conversations with Antigua, Chin, John Calipari's involvement, lack thereof, however you want to put it. I just feel like it's just going to be a big question mark, and I'm not sure we're ever going to really, really know the truth, like to believe somebody, hey, here's what actually happened with this.
Well, I think it's a couple things for me. Coffee Cockburn, Cokeburn.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry,
you
I had to mess
him.
That
you
up.
Got him.
Ah!
There it is.
Ah!
Yes! Yes!
I've been getting better
yes!
with that.
Coffee, yes!
Coffee Cockburn.
Who said that Coburn? Who said that earlier?
Nick said it earlier.
Nick Valvano said it earlier.
Do you want the sound?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. Whenever you have it, Grossman, just let us know. Continue.
So,
Coburn.
Transfer portal news. UK target Kofi Cockburn. Coburn making his decision tonight. Rumblings saying it's between a return to Illinois and FSU. The choice will come this evening.
There we go. You have about a minute here, and then we'll get back. We'll get back. We'll get
He's from New York. He's a New York
kid.
Is
that where he's from?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Who's the assistant coach on this roster? Chin Coleman's from Chicago.
Right.
Antigua's from New York.
Okay.
That relationship.
Well, yeah,
that
him and Big O. Yeah,
yeah Big O yeah. has a relationship with him. So I think a lot of it was he wanted to go with Big O to Kentucky after he couldn't go in the draft. He can't defend the pick and roll. He's never been in shape, and he's too heavy. He can't shoot from the perimeter.
Wow.
And the NBA bigs, he's going to have
to. Yeah, but he's a beast, though,
he's
right?
A beast, but he needs to lose weight. He needs to lose about 25, 30 pounds.
Let me pause you. I just want to talk more about this. I don't disagree with you, but he is a beast. We'll talk about that. We have a Westwood One updates coming up right now.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 149th British Open. History for Louis Oosthuizen just 36 holes in. He records the lowest total score after two rounds in Open Championship history, 129. The South African, 11 under par with a two-shot lead.
To have any record at the Open, or part of any record at the Open, is always very special, and I think I've played really good the last 2 days. I probably played a bit better yesterday in the conditions we were playing in. But, you know, today we got really, I would say, lucky sort of the last 9 holes. It was as good a weather as you can get playing this golf course.
Yeah, no wind at all, and Oosthuizen has avoided the deep snake pit bunkers at Royal St. George's the first 2 days. Colin Morikawa is 9 under, 2 back. Jordan Spieth, 8 under. He said he got tired late today, played the final 6 holes at 1 over. Bryson DeChambeau makes the cut barely at 1 over. I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important? A Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee. You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Football helps kids of all ages discover and unleash their hidden superpowers. Now the NFL is giving you the chance to put your personality, attitude, and swag on display with a one-of-a-kind custom digital football card. All you have to do is go to playfootball.com/cardmaker and follow the steps to build your card. Kids under 13 years old will need a parent's permission, so get your football family together and head over to playfootball.com/cardmaker now.
Cockburn.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for that with Westwood One. Continue with our Kofi Coburn conversation.
Cockburn.
You know who he would benefit from, like, a coach in this sound?
Rick Pitino.
Yes, yes. It sounds stupid.
Yeah,
it sounds stupid,
listen,
but yes.
I agree. Sam Vecenie
Kofi
wrote,
Coburn to Iona. You heard it here first.
Sam Vecenie was like, he's not in the NBA because of the things that are mentioned. He can't guard the pick and roll. He is a liability. And I agree with – listen, I'm with you. And Oscar Tshiebwe may have some similar issues at Kentucky.
Yes.
The other side of it is he's 20-10 and he's will dunk on your face. And he probably reminds Kentucky fans of, like, DeMarcus Cousins. Mm-hmm. And it makes him even more badass. And Kentucky fans have forgot about Damian Collins. Like, you just throw all that in there.
Yes.
And whether it be true or not, it was sold, you know, for a week or two, right?
Yeah, and 100%.
It made sense.
And so at first I thought, well, maybe it's a relationship where they don't want to keep happy, where there's a guy that's going to play minutes and Coffee would take his minutes.
Oh, you almost said it again.
I almost said Coffee. Coffee Coolborn. So, but you know, when you look at him, he is the same as the kid they got from West Virginia. They're virtually identical, except he's a more advanced offensive player.
Except he's 18 and 10, and Chiboy is like 8 and 6.
Understandable, but one is the only thing, and I said this, let me back up. The only thing that I kind of could buy in the quick PR move here,
yes,
when it became evident that Kentucky was not getting Coburn, was you add somebody to the roster. Oscar Tshiebwe's been there.
Yeah.
You put in work with him. You talk about chemistry issues, and that would be the only thing. The reason, though, and again, I could buy that, but the main reason I don't buy that is Kentucky, or I guess I should say the flip side would be Kentucky's still going after Jalen Duren. Yes. I mean, Orlando Antigua and John Calipari today at the Peach Jam watched Duren.
Of course.
And I personally think that Calipari and company think they're further along on Duren than they are.
Yes.
I don't view, I mean, do you Grossman and Strebel definitely has yelled and screamed about this. That there's we're not doing Jalen Duren shows, right?
No, we
like, were, but then we stopped when Gilbert Coburn came on the scene, and we haven't pivoted back.
Haven't pivoted back because it feels like a little bit of a bidding war. Miami, Memphis, G League, that seems
Australia.
That seems to be. How we're talking about it. I mean, if Cal pulled, you know, the rabbit out of the hat, that would be fine. I wonder because I saw the pivot, like it just wasn't Keith Farmer. It was other people pairing. It was a ton of people. Yeah, and now Kentucky, is going after Jalen Duren, and I'm like, okay.
Cal Tucker wrote a whole article.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
I'm like, I don't know if they like. Do they think they're better off than kind of what the general notion is? Like, you understand what I'm
100%,
saying?
100%.
So I still feel that the roster that Kentucky has is what they're going into the season with.
Yes.
And that's fine. The magic trick that's been played on the mind, though, is the last month and a half, we've talked about a beast being on the team, whether it be Jalen Duren or Kofi Coburn. And so it's like, damn, didn't get either one. It plays a mind trick on you.
Yes.
That would be the argument. By the way, I think Louisville's done. I think they add someone. It's not going to be a big-time player, but that could happen. But that's kind of that's my thought on the Coburn situation.
I think the kid would not have been a good fit because now you got the Oscar and him there at the same position. There's not enough minutes for
you
both of them.
You don't care about Oscar Tshiebwe if you're getting Kofi Coburn.
No, you just don't. No. Hold on. Let me finish my point.
But you might. That's what I'm saying.
Because the way they're going to play, when you look at the way Kentucky plays, they're not going to throw the ball in and play back to the basketball. And that's what Kofi is. So, and when you look at Oscar Tshiebwe, he fits. They have great wings. You return your leading scorer from last year. Lance Ware comes back. They don't really need him. Now, however, is he a great addition? Could he help you? Yes. But then what are you going to do with Oscar? What are you going to do with him? And you put in the whole 9 months of work with this kid.
Figure it out. Coburn's better than Oscar, and it's not particularly close.
I think what you guys are saying, those are the two sides right now that people are trying to figure out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
There's people saying it doesn't matter. Move one guy out of the way, bring in Coburn, and you're saying, hey, you know, Sheebway's been here.
Yeah.
That does matter. Now, I know one time Kentucky was worried about Tshiebwe because he went home. He had not been home.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on in the world right now. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
with COVID
you're just not leaving the country and getting back in the country sometimes too easily. So it took him some time and some work to do that, so there was some worry. But I just them going after Jalen Duren tells me that Cal's like willing to still bleep with the roster, even though it may be a full roster. I mean, we could say the same with Davion Mintz back. I mean, look at the guard position.
Well, Cal wants to put himself in a position like it doesn't stop. I know it's a different sport, but it doesn't stop Alabama to get another 5-star guy at another position.
Well, you're not wrong.
So same thing here with basketball on the UK side. The other thing is this, and I know people aren't going to agree with this, and this is going to be everybody's going to be like, shut the bleep up. But I was told, the same guy that told me about Marcus Carr, the same guy that told me Jalen Duren is more than likely going to Miami because they hired his AAU coach and he has a relationship there. And everybody goes, well, they're returning everybody. Or they lost the forward, Matt Cross. Who's going to slide right into that spot? Jalen Duren. It makes the most sense. Senior leadership. You can score, and you don't have people double teaming you because of people around you.
What's that Miami roster? I have no idea.
They
have Isaiah Wong.
That's the only guy I know on the team.
That guy can play, though. He gave Louisville buckets.
Didn't he score like 30 against Louisville?
Yeah, he went off against Louisville. Then there's the one other small guard that
Chris
I don't
Likes.
Yeah, Chris Likes. I don't remember if he transferred or if he's still at Miami,
I think there was something where he might not have come back, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But
none.
They have a balanced team. They return a large portion of their roster. And he would fit right into that. And it's bleep in Miami.
Well, their NIL has been very active.
And now on the other side of that, I thought I would have heard more news out of the NIL version of Kentucky, especially with the basketball side of things.
I want to get into that next.
And
segment.
I haven't heard a lot about that out of there.
He's at Arkansas now. So he's Kentucky's problem.
Hey, Musselman is getting it done down there, by the way. But anyway,
you don't have to tell me.
Musselman
like
and
him.
Beard, the kings of the transfer portal.
So now I was told this, and I know people are going to say you're crazy. I was told Coburn went back to Illinois because he was trying to leverage his position with the NIL. Now, somebody that's a UK fan goes, why the hell would he do that? Why would he not come here? Because there's not that many big fish in that pond in Champaign. There's a ton of them here at UK. He's going to be the focal point of the offense. They lost a lot. Yeah, they probably won't have the season they had last year.
No, they're not.
But he goes down in lore. He's going to make a lot of money before he even decides to go pro, where that's overseas, which is more than likely the case, or in the NBA. And I was told that the NIL is the reason why he's going to go back and he's using this as leverage to make more money.
That's something that is out there, Perrin, and I'm not saying I don't trust you. I'm saying I just don't know.
I don't know.
There's so many.
But to hear people say that, you're like, you're telling me he's going back for the money? And I just think that's a little crazy. But at the end of the day, he's going to have to go back to school anyway.
We don't know. I want to talk about this. Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, I want to talk about that. The great name, image, and likeness debate that I'm seeing float around with the local teams. I want to talk about that. Carino's got a bunch of sound. We got to get to that. And the text line's been busy, and I've just totally neglected it. 437-9680. We'll get to all of that. We're hanging out until 6 o'clock. Coming up in an hour will be the mixtape. And it's all right here on this Friday.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Keep it locked on the take with Andy Sweeney.
That guy was stiff. He had no fluidity in the hips whatsoever.
And Perrin Johnson.
Oh, I'm Dr. Johnson over there.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
George and Company at Bear Nose and Bear Nose by the Bridge, dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville studios. If you're thinking of lunch or dinner tonight, this weekend, next week, you know they got you covered. And they're delivering alcohol. Carry out delivery, they got you covered. Support local today. Yeah, it's that good. It's Bear Nose Pizza. Downtown's been hopping.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Been hopping.
Hey, shout out to Grossman for playing the Monstars track from Space Jam.
Hey, yeah. There it is.
Yeah, by the way, you know it's on HBO Max right now.
Okay, so do I have to be that guy? I'll be the guy.
Be that
I
guy.
Don't care. Not a half percent do I care.
I want to watch it.
Go
but
ahead.
I don't. I'm not crazy about watching
why
it.
Does that make sense? Yeah, why do you care, Grossman?
Well, I mean.
Come on.
I loved the original movie. Mm. Part of my childhood.
Okay.
Like, so Bill Murray's now walking through that door.
Oh, yeah, no. I do not exactly have high hopes for the new movie. Will I watch it, though? Yes, I'll be a sucker and pay the money to watch it.
Are you going
to
have a Truly while you watch it?
Yeah, don't you have HBO Max? Come on, the girls
yes,
have
yeah,
HBO Max.
Yeah, we do have HBO Max, but I think it's one of those where you got to pay an additional fee.
Oh, do you?
So I think the debate will be, do I want to wait?
What do you want to
do? No, you can watch it right now. I checked it at the house before I left.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to pay the money to check it out.
No, you don't have to pay an extra money to watch it. It's not an extra fee.
Oh, I mean, that makes it easy.
There you go. So you're not going then on the big double date, triple date or whatever tonight with the guys. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
The thing at the theater?
Yeah, the drive-in
theater. Yeah,
in Georgetown, Indiana.
Who's going to that?
You know what parents thinking right now?
What?
I'm not going to Georgetown, Indiana.
Facts.
That's what's going on.
I've been there. Nice people.
I saw it. Not a lot of me around there, though. I saw it in the face of Perrin Johnson. I'm not going to Georgetown, Indiana.
You see, Here's my issue.
Well, hang on. Nikki DeBoot's taking his girlfriend there tonight.
Okay.
And he said they were going to be there 2 hours early. And that's a lie. He's still here doing God knows what.
God's work. He's doing God's work.
I don't know why Nick is still here at 4:35. His show ended 90 minutes ago. Has he podcasted?
He's enjoying his best.
I would assume so at this point. But
I don't know why you would, but anyway.
Hang on.
So Nick's going with his girl. Patty Ice is going with Hannah, right?
Yeah.
Moon Mullins has a girlfriend. Is that what I'm told?
Yes.
Okay, because I never know. Moon Mullins, I don't know if you know Moon. He takes pictures with, like...
That's a great name, by the way.
His girlfriend, but also his sister. So I never really know.
You don't know which one's which.
I don't know which one's which. And then Nick has a good-looking friend who's a hockey guy. He's got the white hockey guy hair.
You got the Thor thing going?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Is he
taking a girl?
Well, probably two. So there's like four dates going on right now. Is that the predicament?
Well, now my issue is they're planning on getting out there at like 7.
And they're not.
And I'm not going to leave here until like 7:30, and I got to go back to the East End and let the dog out and walk the dog and feed the dog.
Shotgun it truly.
Yes.
Oh, no. You know what's going on? So, your parents are out of town.
Yeah, so I got to take care of the dog. Well, so the question becomes...
Grossman ain't leaving the house all weekend,
hey,
brother.
Grossman, you ain't going nowhere, buddy. your weekend is cashed.
And you throw that house party. Perrin knows women.
Perrin probably knows more women than I do.
Y'all are crazy. I don't even know what y'all talking about over here. I have no idea.
Phil Baker just texted me. Nick Valvano is using the station tent for the drive-in movie in case it rains.
Oh, it's going to rain.
I mean, none of this is happening.
It always rains in Indiana.
Nick's not getting there early. That's number one.
How's he going to get that in the car?
I just don't. It's impossible. That's not going to fit in a car unless you literally put it in one. I'm going to watch out what I say. One window, and it's going to be hanging out the other window.
I know you're going to say something
else. You're going to look like a bumpkin. Driving to Georgetown, Indiana.
Might as well put a red nose on and paint your face.
What are we doing here? Texas says, I don't think Perrin knows who Eric Waddle is. Okay, well, there you go.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
That guy knows. Yes. He knows.
He knows.
He knows.
That's so great.
Yeah, but it's Nick's girlfriend's birthday. And I want to say, and I know Nick's back there, but he's not listening. Nick tragically dropped the ball on one of his girlfriend's birthdays. It may not be the current girlfriend he's with.
What did he do?
I can't remember. It's not what he did. It's probably what he didn't do. What he didn't do.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Poor Nick.
You sound so sad, Jack.
So you're not going to go. What are you going to do tonight then? Because you have tomorrow off. What's Crane doing tonight? You're the house to yourself.
Right, I'm still figuring it out.
He's going to have a dance party
in the kitchen. I don't know. I may just sit in my basement and play video games and be online with the friends from school.
12-pack of Truly. 12-pack of Truly.
I think I am going to the beer fest tomorrow. I have I have a couple friends coming in town on Sunday, so that'll be fun.
From where?
From Indy.
Nice.
Yes, that'll be fun.
So you guys are going to do something, anything?
Yes.
Like, you need to take advantage of this house. Being out. You can get a keg or something,
right? Get on Bumble.
Yeah, yeah. Hit up, probably.
You know what? That is a good idea.
Hit up Diener. Yeah, hit up Blankenbaker and say, hey, get the connection at Liquor Barn, right? You know, get the connection at Liquor Barn,
Make the phone call.
Make the phone call and get that keg. That's what you do.
Yeah, have a kegger.
Be fancy. Be fun. Get that Blue Moon keg.
I
had a buddy who always got Blue Moon kegs.
Just some solo cups?
Yeah, well, because they didn't, like, for some reason, they were like, do you want one for, like, just almost no more money? Yeah. Do you want a Blue Moon keg? So we always upped it a few dollars and got a Blue Moon keg, which to me is random.
I'm not a big Blue Moon drinker.
Oh, well, there you go. It's not for you anyway.
It's too orangey.
I mean, listen, I don't care. Yeah. I mean, if it's there and you're like, hey, this is the keg for today, I'll do a keg stand.
Haven't done a keg stand in a while.
When's the last time you did one?
A keg stand? Whew.
Was Francisco Garcia holding your legs?
No, it was a derby party. It was a derby party. I took my tie off and I took my shirt off. And they held my slacks and told don't wrinkle them up, and I did it in my wife beater. Yes.
Texas says Kareem's going to have a solo Netflix and chill night. Texas says just claim your BBN allegiance, Andy, in Perrin.
Oh. That sounds like somebody that's really hurt, doesn't it not?
We'll do that at 5 o'clock. Yeah, in 20 minutes, we will make a massive announcement here. All right, so what sound do you want to play here? You want to play a little bit of sound? Let's play a couple things, and then I want to get your thoughts on a name, image, and likeness thing that we can talk about. 437-9680. Go ahead, Grossman. What do we have today that you liked? We have a bunch of things
here. I think, honestly, the best thing today might be Issel and Pratt getting mad at Process over the rejoin music.
They're always mad at Process over. They have
particularly funny today.
Yeah, but they have a very limited country that they like. No offense, but it's difficult with those two guys.
I like Issel because he cracks the whip and he don't give two bleeps.
Listen, Issel gives these Louisville guys work behind the scenes.
Yeah, I love
Issel. When they got Sidney Curry, he was like, you'd think you guys got Kareem. And they can't say anything. And they can't say anything because he's Dan Issel.
Yep. No,
hey, he checkmarks every. He checkmates everybody.
I know, like, every time he says, hey, I'm not going to lie to you, every time somebody goes up to toe-to-toe with him, he, like, just ethers them.
Yeah, it is what it is.
He's like Thanos with the five stones and the snap. So, like, he's unbelievable with it.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, give us some Issel sound. Let's go.
Now, here's Dan and Mike.
Oh, they're not going to like this.
Is that? West Virginia. No, don't put the... West Virginia's responsible for that. Put the head... Oh, you did it?
Process. He likes to mess with it.
I know one thing. That wasn't Motown, and it wasn't country and western.
In my head, this is what happens in my head. Okay, you ready? I give you a song, I give you a song, and I give me a song.
Oh.
I like to pick a song for myself.
Okay.
That is the safety. You never heard the safety dance?
Yeah. Let me catch you up.
I used to do that after about three beers.
Let me catch you up on something.
Go ahead.
This is Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and Dan Issel.
Yes, it is.
Presented by Stockton Mortgage. I don't see or hear anything about Process in that title. Am I mistaken?
You're going to kill me. God, you.
Yo, that, I mean, that's just a polite bleep you. Yeah.
What was the Chris Mack thing? What was it Chris Mack? Did he go on with Diener? What was it? Did Diener ask him about Dino Gaudio? And Chris Mack said, you know, the next day we reported it. And Issel just roared with laughter in their faces over that. Well, of course the next day poor Rummage can't say anything. What do you say?
Nothing.
You can't say anything.
No.
Do we have another one of them? Do we have another one? All right, go ahead and play the other one.
Okay. God. Country and Western.
You kill me.
Country and Western or Motown.
All right.
Don't play any of that garbage anymore.
All right.
What was it called?
You know, the safety dance? It's like a 40-year-old song.
Oh, man, the safety dance.
Quality track.
Well, we can, you know, we can have a little Eagles also every now and then.
We can. Yeah. I keep a good rotation here. Yes, I just like to mess the every
except
now.
You blew it today. We don't want a good rotation. We want country and western or all right. Motown.
All right.
Don't put any more dance songs on there.
No Dick Clark dance band.
I love that.
But you know, it's just like saying that with a straight face.
Oh,
like,
no, Mike, no, Mike, he's Pratt, serious.
Mike Pratt is laughing his face off.
Yeah, that's you're exactly right.
And then and then Process got a little nervous because his voice went up like five octaves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, that was great.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. Texas says, let's see here. Diener got pissed off at one of my texts this morning. I didn't even think it was that bad.
What did you write?
I mean, I'm looking here. I don't know.
He got pissed at AT&T also while they were choppy, being really choppy on the show too.
Oh, well, I have a theory, and I've told Diener that, and I think he agrees. The issue that you have right now, you need to make sure your plan is 5G. They're going to try to take some more money from you because if it's the 4G one, it's much like HDTV. Remember when the cable companies quit feeding non-HD? Remember that?
Yeah.
There was a time, Grossman, to where they're like, you're going to make the switch. I mean, you see it with TV stations, ESPN2, ACC Network, SEC Network. Hey, you want some of these games, you're going to have to pay $8 a month for the sports package or whatever. I believe that's what's going on. We've had some MiFi devices not be as quick, as solid as possible, and that's what's going on with Diener right now, I think, with his phone, too, because he blasted AT&T. What are you guys looking at? What's going on behind me?
Oh, there was some cheerleaders that walked by. Yep. Sorry.
Okay. You want to go talk to? Is this the cheerleading competition?
I didn't.
Hang on. We need to tell this story.
This was my first summer interning.
His first summer interning, Grossman. There was a college cheerleading competition.
Yeah.
And were they from West Virginia?
Yep.
I think they're from West Virginia. There were a bunch of cheerleaders out there.
Oh, yeah, he got the
photo. And we're like, go get a picture with them.
Yeah.
Instead, Crean lined the ladies up and took a picture of them, not with them. Yeah, he just lined them up against the wall and took a picture of them.
Hey, Crean, what were they? What were they like? It looked like a recruiting photo?
I mean, it was. And looking back, that had to be really creepy.
Oh, yes. Right? Yes, looking back on it, it was.
Like how creepy that was.
And they said yes, though.
And
that's the funny part.
They said yes, and they smiled and everything else. It's a great photo of you, too, by the way. Or yeah, not of you.
Yeah, you got to see me in the reflection.
Yes.
On the glass.
Is Drew ever happy?
Yeah.
He likes it. I mean, he's killing AT&T. Yeah,
but he should. But that's what I think's happening. They're slowing down to make you upgrade.
They do that on purpose, yeah.
Yeah, and pay a few, whatever, extra dollars, get a new contract, whatever it may be, for 5G. Show Perrin. Yeah, he's took a picture
you
of
him. You didn't
get
the number? You just got to get the number.
Come on.
I mean, you got to think about it. Like, they're only here for a couple of days. They want to get out and, like, you know.
Yep. Disappointing on my part.
And hang out with AM radio interns.
Yeah. Hey, why not? Shoot a shoot, baby. Shoot a shoot.
Texas, that's mad cringe. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What else do you have there?
We got some Diener. We got a Bob Weed story.
You know what? Give me the bottom sound. The Chuck Hayes sound.
All right.
Okay? Here's the name of it. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Strebel mistakes Chuck Hayes for Keldon Johnson's dad. For Keldon Johnson's dad. I forgot. This is in the Keldon Johnson folder. Go ahead. Are you sure that was Keldon Johnson's dad?
That's what the tweet said. It said it was Keldon Johnson's dad still following the program. He took a picture with Mike Pratt. I swear to you, that is what the tweet said. I promise.
Yep, and I have another buddy texting me. Okay, I thought you were totally wrong when you did this. You got that from Nick Roush and TJ Walker. I know who you got it from. I know exactly. That's why I gave you time to clear your conscience.
But I didn't know that's what I promised you.
Strebel's become a boozer. He's a liar.
No.
He's a womanizer ever since he started this. Because that's Chuck Hayes.
That's... See, I didn't know. I just saw it and it said it was in passing because I don't have time to analyze Twitter. I didn't know.
How do you not recognize one of the greatest guys in your program's history? But you claim, and you write for the program.
Oh, he doesn't write. He doesn't. No.
But whatever he does.
Maybe he writes.
Yeah, no, yeah.
How do you not recognize that guy? That's like saying Donovan Mitchell with his dad and grips behind him. Like, you can't do that.
Remember, what was it? Who was, it was Romeo Langford and Master P, right?
Yes.
Who made that mistake? God bless. Who was it? It was Indy Star? Who was it? Grossman, we got to look that up.
Was it
right
Osterman?
Now. No, it wasn't it Zach Osborne. Someone had, oh, it was, okay, it was, what's the big derby party?
Oh, the Barnstable Brown. It's the UK party every year.
Yes, yes, yes.
UK, not U of L typically.
Yes. Well, yeah, who was there? Oh, it was Romeo Langford was there, and Master P was there. And they put Master P with his son, Romeo Langford. And it's a haymaker. And I remember that. I'm pretty sure it was that party.
Because Romeo is Master P's son's real name.
Yeah. But not Romeo Langford.
No, Langford. No, not the Langford on the end. No,
that's I got it. We got to find this. Here they are at the party. Man, I got to find this. We got to find this during the. We got to find this. Yeah, they're at the Barnstable Brown. Yeah, here they are together. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it was. And there was a newspaper that was like, thought that Romeo Langford was Master P's son.
Oh, man. The name, I get it. That's I can speak because of the first name.
Oh, man. Yeah, but come on. It's Romeo.
How do you not know?
Do you not think if Romeo Langford's dad was Master P, how much of the story that would have been?
That would have been the entire story.
It would have been the entire story. And exactly.
And then Coach Bettina would have been like, we're not going to get Romeo because Master P is making it difficult for us to get Romeo.
Can you imagine Master P going to Bloomington?
Oh, my goodness. I can see him right now. Hey, boy. Hey, Woden. You ain't coming here.
What percentage of the Indiana fan base knows what Master P is? Because I would argue it's a low percentage.
Give me the age. Give me the age first. And well, then we'll all right,
over 35.
I'm going to be 37, and I know Master P. I would say you need to go
like higher.
You need to go like 45.
Yeah. Over 45. We'll go over 45.
I would say that's probably the line, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd say about 5% at that point. Maybe 2.
Oh, man.
Maybe 2. Maybe 2%.
Man, that's fantastic.
But under that, yeah. Everybody grew up on those albums where he was on the tank and the fire was in the background. 39 and under. They get that. Yes, for sure.
I do have one more piece of sound that we absolutely have to play. It's an old clip that I actually stumbled upon by accident at like 2:53 today. But it is Sam Vecenie talking about BJ Boston. And this is from...
Is this from our show?
I couldn't tell you what show it was from. It just says Vecenie 4 would take BJ Boston over UK's top NBA prospects, and those prospects at that point
it was
being
2 years ago,
being Tyrese Maxey and Emmanuel Quickly.
Ooh.
And this sounds an absolute haymaker that has not aged well.
Gotta hear this.
I'll be honest. I would consider taking BJ Boston at like number one in this entire draft. He's really just a level above all of Kentucky's guys in this class. No disrespect to Tyrese, no disrespect to Emmanuel, who just won the SEC Player of the Year, right? But, I mean, BJ Boston has just about everything you're looking for in a modern wing. 6'7", long arms, very creative off the bounce, is improving his jump shot consistency. I mean, I think that we all saw the image going around of now that he's at Kentucky, the Kentucky, jump shot tracking machine only has 999 places in terms of tracking makes, and he is trying to get up to 1,000 makes a day. Just an incredible work ethic. Ooh. I think that, the sky's the limit for BJ Boston, and just on a different plane than the rest of these Kentucky prospects. And in a weak draft at the top, which it is this year, I think he'd be pretty firmly in the mix at number one. Just like I think there are honestly 5 or 6 guys in next year's class who would be pretty firmly in the mix at number one.
Ooh.
Can we send that to him? Like tag him in a tweet and send him the sound.
Hey, can we old takes expose that sound?
That's now we want to have him as a guest.
Yeah, that's also
true. That's the kind of stuff that got Strebel all fired up. For BJ Boston, is that sort of rhetoric?
You remember when he was saying all that stuff?
Man, BJ Boston. Man.
I'm not afraid of Louisville. We got Terrence Clark. We got BJ Boston. God rest Terrence Clark.
Man.
We got Davion Mintz. You think we got Isaiah Jackson?
He didn't put Davion Mintz in that group.
he put a bunch of people.
No, we made fun of Davion Mintz. Until we realized he was the best player on the team.
The leading scorer.
Or the second best player on
after
the team.
After Jackson.
yeah, that's exactly right.
He was going all in.
Let's take a break. 437-9680 on the other end. 5 o'clock hour. We do that next. Mixtape at 525. Another hour to go.